to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that we can be doing to help. Before getting into this week's topic, I just wanted to say a huge shout out to Amy Duggan and Emer Lawler, students at St. Mary's College, Arklow. They won a display award at the BT Young Scientist exhibition for their project, Deodorant 101, A Solution to Pollution. And they were featured in last week's edition of Ours to Protect. So a big congratulations to Emer and Amy. To this week's topic, and we're talking all about farming and fertilisers. A new research project is seeking to eliminate the dependence of grassland farming on nitrogen fertilisers, and I caught up with Paul Billings, Managing Director of Germinal UK and Ireland, to find out more.
The project has two really quite exciting aims. The first one is to reduce or even eliminate the need for chemical nitrogen applications to our grassland. And the second one is to improve the efficiency by which animals grazing grassland convert protein into meat and milk. By doing both those things, we can reduce greenhouse gas emissions, maintain food production, and lower its cost, and also improve farm income.
Excellent. So you've just been awarded €4 million worth of funding. What is this going towards, and what is the end goal here?
Okay, well, it's going towards a project with 10 partners. They're going to set up a series of demonstration farms throughout the UK. We're all very aware that governments around the world, and including in Ireland, have said they want us to reduce our reliance on nitrogen fertilizer, and they're beginning to legislate to achieve that goal. And that's dangerous for us, because we know grassland needs nitrogen to grow, and it grows very effectively if you apply nitrogen. So we need to look at alternatives. And we need to look at alternatives that are cleaner for our environment. That is why the project is looking at how we can improve the relationship between white clover and a bacteria in the soil called rhizobia. That relationship actually fixes nitrogen from the atmosphere, and our atmosphere is made up of 78% of nitrogen. So it's free, clean nitrogen that we are fixing. And if we can improve that balance and the efficiency by which white clover and rhizobia react in the soil and fix even more nitrogen, we can reduce the nitrogen we apply. And our target in the project is to take that nitrogen fixation up to 300 kilos a hectare using these better bacteria and also adding some nutrition packages from Origin fertilizers.
Excellent. So it's kind of trying to bring down the amount of greenhouse gas emissions while also keeping the farming industry as consistent with the way it is right now as possible, I suppose.
It is a ton of nitrogen applied to farmland actually has a greenhouse footprint of over 2 tons of greenhouse gas emissions. And when you add up the total that's used, it's an enormous amount of greenhouse gas emissions that have been created by the use of a chemical nitrogen. So we do need to replace that. We need to do it to reduce our footprint, and we need to do it because our governments are legislating in that way as well.
So if this goes ahead, this could be a really big game changer for farming.
Yeah, I know it's one of the most exciting things I've been involved in, which is why DEFRA, to be fair, have invested quite so much money in this. It's a really nice investment over a 4-year period, which we don't often get in applied research. It's that length of time to do this work. Yeah, it could be really game-changing for the grassland industry.
And that was Paul Billings, Managing Director of Germinal UK and Ireland. But what are Irish farmers doing already to help? Well, we chatted to Patrick Carroll, a dairy farmer based in Limerick, to give his thoughts on nitrogen fertilisers.
So there's a few different things I've implemented to reduce my use of artificial nitrogen. I get soil samples every 2 to 3 years. And this helps to target nutrients where exactly they're needed. So each paddock is soil sampled. There could be 30 paddocks on the farm. Each one is individually sampled. The soil samples are taken from each paddock and put on a map. And then I know exactly then where lime is needed and where slurry is needed. And that helps then the fertility in the soil to grow more grass. And therefore then I'll use less fertilizer then because of that. because the fertility in the soil is at its optimum level. There's clover then as well. I got certain paddocks on the farm, and there'd be maybe 20 or 30% clover in them, and that has greatly reduced my use of fertilizer. Probably some of the paddocks I've used probably 6% less fertilizer on them, just because of the clover. But you do have to be careful, right, with the bloat issues with clover. So if cattle are very hungry going into paddocks and they gorge themselves on clover, they can get bloat issues and they can die from that. So you have to be kind of careful with it. Clover is great because there's, you know, the nodules in the roots, they take nitrogen, the leaf takes chemicals from the atmosphere, and the nodules in the ground then convert them then to nitrogen in the soil, and then the grass then can take up that nitrogen and grow then without the need of, again, fertilizer.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website arstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at arstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland.